I'm going to start with my mother. My mom has backed me from the start of this challenge, and she was even thinking of doing the full challenge herself, but then just thinking she had to do a lot this weekend and stuff, she decided she'd do 4 kilometers every 4 hours for 24 hours, and she completed that there at 8 in the morning this morning. She was saying she might walk some, but she actually ran all of them and even got her best time on the last one. So delighted that she did it.
Whoa. Welcome to the first ever episode of this brand new podcast brought to you by Winner Flags, where what we do is find winners, ask them a load of questions, try to get the most juiciest bit of content out of them, and then in doing so, make them Winner Flagged humans. If you'd like to sponsor this winner of a podcast, make sure you reach out to us on winnerflags@gmail.com or through our new website, winnerflags.com. Enjoy the podcast, my fellow winners. Whoa. My first question would be, what do you think about this 4x4x48 challenge, and would you recommend it to others to complete?
Yeah, I know. I definitely would recommend it. It was something I thought about for a while. And the original is actually from David Goggins, which is 4 miles. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I can actually do 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. So I said, right, since we use kilometers here, I'll bring it down a small bit and just use kilometers. And since I've started now, the first few have gone a lot easier than I thought. But it, like, it's still been a lot of a challenge. Getting up every 4 hours, making sure I'm out the door on that 4 hour dot to start the run. That is tougher than I thought. I'm currently running off 2 hours sleep, and I think it's taking its toll slowly, but I think the hardest part is the sleep, because the 4 kilometers itself is not as bad as I thought, especially if you're just going out 2K and coming back. It's actually easier than I thought, but I definitely recommend it. I think it's a really good kind of test for physical and mental well-being, and just kind of seeing how far you can go. Test the body, test your mind. Having a support team there of some sort is really important. So even if, like, for example, some people just have been texting me saying, hey, you've got this, or, you know, just keep going until you have it done. Just little texts, they just help so much. But, like, then when you actually have people joining you on the run, that's so much easier, because you're just there talking, you're going ahead. You don't have to go out by yourself. That makes it a lot easier. And a huge motivator, of course, is, like, raising the funds. Like, I did not think I'd be anywhere near what I have now, and that's just hugely motivating, just seeing how much support is actually coming in for it. So I wanted to raise 500, and I think I'm close to 1,100 now, so pretty happy with that already. Yeah.
With 9 runs already done and 3 more to go, planning was probably a big part of this. How have you planned, and how would you plan differently?
I think planning is probably one of the most vital things in this. Even just knowing how far 4 kilometers is, that's something that's really important in this. And I think kind of what's really important about this is that you change your route, because if you're running the same route, it gets very repetitive, and you start getting in your mind, you're like, I'm only here, you know, I still have to do that and that and that. And then it starts to feel that bit longer, especially if it's raining. Another thing that I had to plan was kind of think about food. So this is kind of like an awkward one, where, like, usually before a marathon, you'd eat a lot of carbs and carb load the few days beforehand. But with this, like, you don't need that much energy for the first run necessarily. It's more so just kind of having fast release sugars coming in. So it's kind of, well, what I found useful anyway was kind of eating lower volumes of food, but there's a bit more fast releasing, and then just making sure I'm getting in my protein and carbs as well. I think kind of what else is really important just for planning is just having everything sorted. For example, like, just the food shop, like, that was something that I actually left really late, and it nearly came back to bite me, because I was nearly left with, like, having to run off really late to buy food. That could have been something that could have been really bad.
Then you have the showers, the dry clothes, you've been hit with some unfortunate weather. I think this is the rainiest week we've had in a long while, and it's the week you're doing your runs.
I think kind of that was something that you can't really plan necessarily. I had to put the date out a bit earlier so that people kind of knew about it, and I just brought as much gear as I could. So just old shorts, old jerseys, anything I had, chucked it into a duffel bag, rain jackets and stuff, and just throwing on layers, whatever I think it's like at the start. But the lucky thing about it is each run is only about 20 minutes. So if you get a bit wet, you just come back, you have a shower, Sometimes, as disgusting as it is, you don't shower after a run because you've got that bit of time in between and you can't really be showering 12 times. So, like, it's a bit mank, but kind of some of them I just haven't been showering after, but every second shower or every second run or so I've been showering. I think the food prep is something really important, and just making sure that you kind of test yourself on those, I suppose. Some of the foods I was having now was something that I just kind of threw in the end. I think, like, I was okay with that, but I'd probably recommend you train on whatever you're gonna use, so you know that it's sufficient enough. In terms of the clothing and gear, I think as long as you've good shoes and you don't mind getting wet or whatever, I don't think the shorts or the jerseys matter too much, as long as you're warm enough as well, if it is cold. And then I was just kind of lucky enough that I was able to reach out to Recovery Plus in Limerick, and they sent me out a pair of the Normatec boots, which hugely helped with recovery. It made my recovery so much easier. I could just sit on the couch, and it was just handy to be able to get a pair of these, and you just slip the leg in, turn on the machine, and you're good to go. So that really helped.
Extremely helpful.
In terms of recovery, because otherwise I would have had to foam roll, which is also okay, but it just takes that bit longer and you have to kind of go more precise on the muscles and stuff. So just between them, and I have a massage gun myself, they really helped my recovery process. And just one tip for anyone who is thinking of doing it would be having your electrolyte drinks. So I've got a tube of High Five over there, throwing a half tablet into water before and a half tablet afterwards into about 300 mils of water. And that just puts all the salts and the magnesium and everything back into the system. And then I was lucky enough to get a few cans sponsored by a friend, Joe Breen. He gave me a few cans of Monster there. That also helped with staying awake for this challenge.
Before you started this challenge, did you have any injuries?
A while ago, yeah. So I actually wasn't running too much before this whole thing because I had injured my calf a while ago and just found it hard to get back to running because I had injured it, started coming back to running, re-injured the same part of my calf. And then I was kind of afraid to come back. And then it was around mid-October, I was kind of thinking this, and I was like, do you know what? I'm going to set this in stone. So put the challenge ahead there. And then I was like, right, that's there. Now I need to start training. Just took training handy. Some days I stopped if I had to stretch or whatever during a run. Just made sure I was really looking after the calf and making sure I wasn't getting any injuries. And just took it slow and handy. And main thing was just getting a bit of mileage up, to be honest.
What does be going through your head maybe when you're doing those 4x4s on your own?
I just think back to the cause, really. Like, the whole point of me doing this was I was being motivated by other people's problems. You know, we've got mental health problems out there. Part of Movember is suicide prevention, and prostate cancer and testicular cancer. There's people that suffer from all of these and they don't get sleep at night. It's an ongoing battle for them. So my kind of version of this was, rather than doing a marathon and having it done in, we'll say, 4 hours, I wanted something that was a bit more ongoing, where it kind of is both mental and physical, and just to reflect that kind of ongoing battle that some people have. So when I'm out there and I'm struggling, I just think, I'm lucky that I'm able to do this, and it kind of just gets me through the rest of it then. I suppose, like, you know, you never know when it's, maybe if it's not even yourself, it could be your best friend or your brother, your father, your sister, your mother, whoever. Someone else in your family could be secretly in a bad position. And that's where this all kind of comes into play. It's more so for other people rather than for myself or anything. It's kind of just thinking, what if it's someone else that needs it? It's just raising that awareness that we need.
Next question would be, if you think someone is struggling and you want to check up on them, how would you go about checking in on them, and what do you think would be the best way of doing that?
I suppose just kind of looking at their routines, seeing if anything's changing or their attitude. And if you do notice something, or maybe even if you don't notice something but you just want to check up anyway, there's a good system by Movember called ALEC, A-L-E-C. So you ask, then you listen intentively, you encourage them to seek help if they need it, and then you check up on them and just make sure that everything's okay. This is just a framework to follow, but some people won't open up anyways. It's just, if you ask, at least they know someone is there and they have that opportunity then. But it won't, like, you can't force someone to open up.
Who would you want to give the biggest shout out to?
I'm going to start with my mother. My mom has backed me from the start of this challenge, and she was even thinking of doing the full challenge herself, but then just thinking she had to do a lot this weekend and stuff, she decided she'd do 4 kilometers every 4 hours for 24 hours. And she completed that there at 8 in the morning this morning. She was saying she might walk some, but she actually ran all of them and even got her best time in the last one. So delighted that she did it. Huge shout out to her. She did fucking great. And then, like I said, the lads at Recovery Plus give me the boots. Unbelievable. Of course, the lads at Winter Flags for making up some cards and coming out for a few runs. That was unbelievable. And just anyone who's donated, it's just been, the support has been unreal. Anyone who's donated, texted, shared my stories, it's savage, just the support out there.
Do you want to give us an introduction about yourself? Maybe age, name, nickname,
where you're at? Perfect, yeah. So my name is Kieran Murphy. I'm a final year student in UL. I'm 23 years old, studying German and linguistics. And yeah, just love sport, love fitness, and just like seeing what we can do with our lives, seeing what the next step is. Like, this was a challenge for me that I wanted to see if I could actually complete it. And hopefully now, with 3 rounds to go, I should be able to. And yeah, I think it's just important that we just look out for each other as well. Especially, like, you know, the world's kind of a strange place sometimes. So just checking in on other people with, you know, finishing college, people don't know what they want to do after. Some people find that a bit harder than others. So just making sure that people are all right, I think, now and then.
Finish college and do the 48 challenge.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
would you ever see yourself doing another one? Or would you move on to bigger challenges?
I think, yeah, it's a good question. I think I'd probably, if I was to do it again, I'd do the 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. I think it's always important, kind of, even if you've done something before, just come back and do it again. Even if you just need to check how the mind is, check how the body is. It's the same as doing a 10K or a 5K, just kind of redoing it. I probably would do it again, and maybe even push a faster pace or something. But I'd really like to do a marathon at some stage, and maybe sometime in the future, an Ironman. So yeah, that's something that I would love to do.
Let's say there's someone out there, Joe, for example, and he wants to do this challenge. How would you encourage him to start training?
It's kind of one of those awkward ones again, where kind of there's no kind of set rules out there, because not that many people have done it. Or even those who haven't really said how they trained. I think it's really important just to have good endurance and strength. So I remember when I was reading up about this at the start, it was saying do a lot of squatting, do a lot of hip thrusts, lunges and all that. So I was adding in more weight training on leg day than I was doing before. And just, I was making sure I had the endurance in the legs as well for running. So I was doing a few longer runs, 10K, 16K. And my biggest challenge in the lead up to this was I did 16K, waited 4 hours, and then did a 5K afterwards. And then last week, like, I think, was it yesterday, a week ago, I did 4K every 4 hours for 3 hours, or for 12 hours, I suppose, just to get it going and see kind of how I felt about it, and just to put that kind of time frame into slot and into mind. I think that's kind of important, just to see what you can get done in between the runs as well, because it goes a lot quicker than you think. Like, even when I come home from these runs now, go for a shower, cook some food, eat the food, start recovering, start stretching, foam rolling, or using the boots over there. Like, that all adds up so much, and then you have to try to get a bit of a nap in as well. That time just goes so quick in the end that I think it's important just to test that beforehand so you know what you're getting into. I think it's just a period of time, a longer period of time, an extended period of time where you're out of your comfort zone, where you don't really know what's coming next. You can't predict your next step at all, because my first run went so easily. Second run was maybe a tiny bit tougher. Third run was a bit easier again. So, like, each time is so different. And even, you don't know if you're necessarily hungry. You don't know how much to eat. It's all kind of, it's a lot of questions in the air. And I think the best way just to phrase it is just an uncomfortable time for a while, but something that you can get through easier than you think if you just put your mind to it, to be honest. We're going to be put in these positions where life would be really tough. And I think these small things, such as this challenge, are those things that prepare you for those challenges in life that you don't choose. So I think it's important just to kind of just train the mind and even the body for times that will be tougher.
This is a bit of a personal question now, but what was your best and worst time so far for your 4Ks?
I actually don't know. I think the best was my last one, actually, which was 1940. And the worst, I think, was in 23, maybe 24 bracket, I think. I think it's important to note, though, as well, like, you know, like there's different challenges. If you go slower, you're on your feet for longer, you've less time in between them as well. So that's a challenge in itself as well. And if you're going quicker, you might put your muscles under more kind of strenuous work, which is also tough as well, because in terms of recovery wise. So I think like no matter what pace you do this challenge, it's going to be the same amount of a challenge, I suppose, just because of the different factors in it.
What's your biggest regret doing this challenge so far?
Oh, there's definitely wearing too many clothes. Like going out wearing a long sleeve t-shirt with a rain jacket over it and a high-vis jacket on top of that, and then a beanie and carrying the flag. And I couldn't even take layers off because I didn't know where to put them or whatever. So came back, was just so sweaty and just felt mank. That was definitely the worst so far.
How would you rate your mustache?
Oh, ooh. Now, on Movember's terms, I'd say a solid 9 because it's so bad that people be like, why'd you have that? But in mustache terms, a solid like 1.3.
One word of advice to someone younger than you.
Just don't be too harsh on yourself in terms of academically, like yeah, don't be too harsh on yourself academically. Just enjoy your life, kind of go out those nights with your friends, because you don't know, sometimes you mightn't have them again, your friends might move abroad or whatever. Just enjoy the time you have with your friends while you can.
Where would you like to see yourself in 10 years' time?
It's a good question. I'd like to have a good life balance, I think. Working, still put myself out of my comfort zone, whether that be through taking up a new hobby or running or doing an Ironman or whatever, but just a solid balance of different things, and just kind of finding a group of people that kind of want to do all that sort of running and that sort of thing as well. That's what I'm thinking anyway.
That's a nice, modest, whatchamacallit, projection for yourself in the future.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
That is good. Well, thank you for taking this interview.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure that I'm going to get something good out of this.
Hopefully.
You have some good answers there.
And if not, we'll have to do another one while running tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Oh, I'll be there. We'll be
I
there.
hope. Facts
Three
of
more to
energy.
go. You got this.
Three to go.
Okay, so just want to give a little wave to the camera. Yo. Lovely. Where can people find you?
On Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Instagram is probably the easiest. It's Kieran underscore Murphy 00. KIERAN underscore Murphy 00.
Lovely.